The following shiur has been presented by Harav Gershon Bess, Rav of Congregation Kehilas Yaakov of Los Angeles, California, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara says a few lines down that Amalu Rav of the name Mechuzah Atun Delei Azrisu Basa Arsa, those of you who are not following the Oren to the Kura, when you turn back from the gates of the city and you go back home, then you begin to start your Avelus. So the Gemara is teaching us that the Emes Avelus starts from Skinas Agerlo. After they fill the grave and the person is buried, that's when Avelus starts. However, if let's say some people are not going to do the Kura, they're giving over the Kura to somebody else to do. So then when they return, when they're Mesiyah Das from the Nifter, and they go back home, at that point they begin the Avelus. A little early on the top of the Omer, the Gemara says that Holach Godol HaBayis LeBeis HaKvaris Mahu. If the Godol HaBayis goes to the Beis HaKvaris, what is the din? And the Gemara says it depends if whether he returns within 3 days or whether he returns after 3 days. However, it's not clear in the Gemara what is it talking about. Why did the Godol HaBayis go to the Beis HaKvaris? And secondly, when it says that if he came within 3 days or after 3 days, is that talking about the Godol HaBayis or is that talking about somebody else who came? Because the Gemara early on, that Chafala from the Beis, told us a specific halacha that if somebody was Nifter and the Mishpacha began to count Shiva, and somebody, a relative who was in a different city, came to this city and joined the Misablim. So the Gemara has a machlokes, does this, at what point, when this second person comes and joins the Avelim, when can he join together with the Avelim and count from when they started? Or when does he have to count by himself from when he started his Avelim? And the Gemara says, the Chacham says, it depends whether he came within 3 days. And Rav Shimon says that even if he came, even on the seventh day, before the Avelim got up, he joins those Avelim and he counts together with them. And there we pass him like Rav Shimon. So there the halacha is that, as the Gemara says, that if a person comes from somewhere else and joins the Avelim, he will be nitfal to those Avelim, however, under a number of conditions. The first condition is that he has to come from a Mokum Korev. He has to come from a place that's within 1 day's travel. If he's coming from a place that's more than 1 day's travel, then he's not Nigra, but of the people that he comes to. The second condition is that it has to be that he didn't begin the Avelus already before he arrived. But if he began the Avelus before he arrived, or according to some Paiskim, even if he just heard about the Avelus, he heard that somebody from his family was Nifter, but he didn't begin the actual Avelus, nevertheless, he's not Nifal to the place where he came, unless it's only when he came to this town, that's when he found out that he is Mechuyav in Avelus. Third condition is that this only time he's nitfal to these Avelim is only in the case where they're sitting in the place where either the person was Nifter or in the place of the Kura. And the fourth condition that's necessary is that the only time he would be nitfal to those Avelim is only if there's a Godol HaBayis in the house that is sitting Shiva. A Godol HaBayis is the one who's considered the head of the family, that he's the one who makes the decision for the mishpacha. So if a person comes from a Mokum Korev, from a place which is within 1 day's travel, which today is very far because we have airplanes, and he didn't start his Avelus, and preferably he didn't even hear that he's in Avel, he just was called to come to the city, and he came within the 7 days before the Avelim finished their Avelus, and there's a Godol HaBayis present, in that case, the halacha is that he's mitfal to the rest of the Avelim, and he gets up when the rest of Avelim get up. So the Chayra, the next Gemara, when it says that if the Gadol HaBayis goes to the Beis HaKvaris, seemingly it would have to do with the same Shaila of that if he returns, the Gemara would be then saying that if the Gadol HaBayis returned within 3 days, so then they're Moina Imayim, then he count together, and if not, not. But the problem is that why over here is the halacha 3 days, and earlier we had learned that we passed on like Rav Shimon, that it's that even if they come within 7 days, as long as they come before the Avelim get up, the halacha is that he counts together with the Avelim. Because of this kasha, the Rishonim have different pshatim, and what is this din of holoch kol abayis lebeis hakvaris? The Shach, the Simin Shin Ayin Hei, Sifkat Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, is Mayrif on this Gemara, in the Bir of the Rishayim, and he comes out Lahalacha in the following three kinds of cases. The last case being a very common case that we have today. The first case is what the Gemara we just learned is, that if the family is sitting together with the Gadol HaBayis, and somebody comes from a Mokum Karev, so following the conditions we mentioned, that it was with Mokum Karev within a day's travel, he didn't know about the Avelos, and the Gadol HaBayis is there, then in that case, the halacha is that, he will count with the Gadol HaBayis. However, what happens in a case where the everybody was together, and then the Gadol and and everybody began the Avelos at one point, and now the Gadol HaBayis, in the middle of the Avelos, had to leave. He had to leave to take care of some server for the mace, either for the Matseva or some other Seraphim mace. He had to leave. And then somebody else comes from the outside and joins the family that's sitting Shiva. So do we say that since the Gadol HaBayis now is not here, he can't be nitzval to the rest of the Avelim, or not? If the Gadol HaBayis would be returning before the end of the Shiva, then of course this person who came from a Mokum Karev would surely be nitzval, because everybody is counting together, the Gadol HaBayis is there, he eventually came back. In that case, everybody agrees that the person who comes from Mokum Karev will be nitzval to the rest of the Avelim and count together with the Avelim. However, what happens in the case where the Gadol HaBayis was there, but then he left for a Seraph of the Mace, and he didn't come back. He didn't come back, or he came back after everybody finished Shiva. In that case, what's the halacha when somebody comes from a Mokum Karev? Do we say that since the Gadol HaBayis was here when they started the Avelos, therefore he's nitful to the rest of the family or not? That's the case, one of the cases, that the Shach learns that that's what we pass him, that it depends if he comes within 3 days or after 3 days. If he comes within the first 3 days of the Avelos, since the Gadol HaBayis was here and just left, in that case he's nitful to the rest of the Avelim. And even if the Gadol HaBayis never returns, he's nitful to the rest of Avelim. However, if he came after 3 days, and the Gadol HaBayis never came back, and that, or at least didn't come back within the Shiva, in that case, he's going to count by himself, and he'll have to start his Avelos for when he starts, and not be nitful to the rest of the Avelim. The third case, which Kipshuta is not clear in our Gemara, but that's the way the Shach Paskins and the Kvega Paskins, is a case which is very common. Let's say a person is Nifter in Los Angeles or New York, and the Mishpacha is there, and then some of the Mishpacha goes to accompany the Nifter to Eretz Yisrael. So the people who are not going to accompany the Nifter, we are knowing like those Paiskim that say that as soon as the Mishpacha leaves the airport and then they see a tas from the Nifter, at that point they begin the Shiva. So therefore, let's say this has happened on a Tuesday, and a Tuesday the plane was going to be taking off. So the mishpacha that remains begins their avelus on that Tuesday, even though they know that there's not going to be a kura until the next day. But however, the people that go together with the nifter, in that case, they don't begin their avelus because they're still accompanying the mace. They will begin their avelus, let's say when it arrives in Eretz Yisrael on Wednesday, or maybe Thursday or Wednesday night. Then, by simas avelus, they would begin counting their avelus. And now the question is, if they stay there and there's nothing to talk about, they count their avelus from simas avelus, and the people who are here will count their avelus from when they left the airport. However, what's the din of those avelim that just went to Eretz Yisrael to bury the nifter, and then they return? And they return a few days later to the mokay. Now, l'chayra, they began their avelus at the time of Sfimus HaGadol and Eretz Yisrael. Do they now, when they come back, do they become nitfal to the rest of the people who are left in the city, and they now continue and end their avelus when the people of the city finish their avelus, or do they have to extend their avelus for an extra day or two? On that, the Shach Paskins, that regardless of whether the Gadol HaBayis stayed or the Gadol HaBayis went, it's irrelevant of the Gadol HaBayis or anybody else. The Avelim that stayed, they begin right away, as we said, from when they leave the airport. The Avelim that went, they begin their Avelus at the time of Sfimus HaGadol and Eretz Yisrael. However, when they return, since as long as they return before the people who were left behind, before they finish their Avelus, if they come on the third, fourth, fifth, sixth day of the Avelus in the morning of the seventh, they become nitzfal to those that remained, since they went with Tzarech HaMeis to bury the mace. In that case, they're going to get up together with those that remained behind. There are those who say over in the name of Rav Moshe Zatzal that Rav Moshe Zatzal did not paskin like that. However, the Maisa, Rav Eliashiv Zatzal, and Lam Yechaim Chaim Rav Ozma Shlita, did paskin like the Shach and Ikerega, and that is the way that many paskin, that since they came back, regardless of whether it was a Gadol HaBayis who went or returned, or remained back in the original Mokrim, the halacha is that they're all nifkal, and they become like one set of avelim, and they all get up the earlier time. However, the Yashu the Saldi say that if the person who, let's say, was accompanying the nifter decides that he wants to stay in Eretz Yisrael to sit shiva for a few days in Eretz Yisrael, then he does not become nitfal when he goes back, and he has to continue sitting shiva until the end of the 7 days from Sfimus HaGadol. However, in a case where, let's say, the plane is not going to be returning until late that night, and there's a number of hours after the kura that the Avel would begin his shiva, that doesn't count, because that's the pshat he's going at his first opportunity to return. And therefore, when he returns, he will be nitful to those that remained back in the States.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.